Gila Nishmas Abba Mari Zichrona Livracha. Rav Tzimon Kuf Kuf Dalet Seif Tes. Im Yesh Ksas Me'onim Shema'arichin Yoser Midai. If those answering Amen, some of them say a very long Amen, Ein Sarech HaMavarech Amtin Lahem. He doesn't have to wait for them. The Mavarech has to wait for most of the Tzibur to finish the Amen. The few stragglers at the end who are having a very long Amen, he doesn't have to wait for. Oh. And this applies by brachos, this applies by Kaddish, that you shouldn't start Yisparach until everyone answered, the Rove answered Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba. The Mishnah says, unfortunately, a lot of people when they're davening are in a rush, and they start the next bracha right away when they finish the bracha, without any wait at all, and it's a problem. The Mishnah quotes that even b'di'evit, you can't answer Amen anymore, because the person already started the next bracha, and you can't answer Amen. So you want to make sure that the chazan waits after he finishes the bracha for the basic amen before he continues. Okay, Sif Yud. Misha shachach v'lamar yal v'yavo b'rosh chodesh o b'chol amoid. A person forgot yal v'yavo, and he's going to have to daven Shmoneh Esrei again. O b'chol davar shetzarech l'achzer b'shvilo. Whatever you have to go back for. So what can you do, the Shulchan Aruch says, Yechavein daito v'yishra b'shvilach tzibur kol Shmoneh Esrei brachos m'rosh v'yad sof. You can listen to the Shliach Tzibur and have mind to be Yotze, and then you don't have to daven again. You don't have to daven again. You're Yotze with Chazaras Hashatz. So go Yafsik Bo Yasiach. Don't talk in the middle. Upateach Shalosh Pesiyos Lachorav. You take 3 steps back. Why? The Kevan Shekvaris Palo El Shachach Below Hiskir. Since he davened already, even though he's a Baki, he's allowed to be Yotze with the Shliach Tzibur. So this is the way of not having to repeat the whole Shmoneh Esrei, is by relying on the Chazaras Hashatz. Now here the Mishnah Berurah quotes that the Achronim say that nowadays we should not follow what it says in the Shulchan Aruch, because most people nowadays can't have Kavanah for so long from beginning to end. Your mind's going to wander, it's not going to work, and therefore you should just daven again yourself. He adds on from the Achronim that certainly if this chazan sometimes swallows words, then for sure you can't rely on him. So the minhag nowadays is, the Achronim say, since it's so difficult to have such a long kavana, if we leave out Yal V'Yavo or whatever like that, we would just daven again. Within the discussion of being Yotzei with the Shliach Tzibur, the Mishnah Berurah discusses Modim. And he points out that a lot of chazanim say Modim quietly. They start Modim Anachnu Lach and they say the rest quietly. And he said, that's a problem. He says, he doesn't know where did they get this from. This is part of Chazara's Hashatz, and you have to say the whole Modim out loud. And he says, it has to be a little, he says, at least, you have to say it a little bit out loud, and he says, at least, you have to say a little bit out loud, that at least 10 people, can hear the Chazan saying the Modim. This is a thing, this is an issue, which people should be careful of and aware of, Chazanim. You have to say the modim out loud. Okay, Seif Yud. Im ba'od ha'adam yispalel siyam shliach tzibur bracha. Oh, so you're finishing today, you're davening, and the chazan finished the bracha. Ve'kodem shekolsa anias amen v'pi rov ha'tzibur, and the tzibur is answering amen, and most have not answered amen yet. Siyam zek filos, then you finished davening. Meaning you said you were Ratzon. Onei Ma'am Amen. You can answer Amen. In other words, since the Tzibur is still answering Amen, that's enough for you to be linked up to the Bracha, and you can answer Amen as well. If the Tzibur finished saying Amen, so the Amen is over, so then you're saying Amen without any Bracha at all, that you're not allowed to do. But here, the answering of the Amen, the Mishnah Berurah says, is also Bichlal HaBracha. That's part of the Bracha, in a sense. And therefore, you can answer Amen, yourself. The Ramah adds on that even if you didn't hear the Bracha at all, but you heard the Tzibur answering Amen, and you know which Bracha they're answering Amen to, then you can answer Amen as well. And he says, V'chein b'kadesh u'v'kedusha baruch hu. The same thing. Let's say you walk into shul and you hear that Tzibur is finishing to answer Kedusha. you can answer, you can join in with that answer, even though you didn't hear the chazan say his part at all in that case. But that's the chiddush here of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, this idea that the response is considered part of the tefillah, and you can join in and you can respond as long as you're linked up to the response of the tzibur. That ends up being l'maisa. People walk in late to shul sometimes, mincha, they walk in the middle of kaddish. So if you hear, let's say, the tzibur answering, kadosh, 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 so you can answer with them, kadosh, kadosh, kadosh. It's very, very l'maisa. And finally, the Shulchan Aruch says, hon amin lo yagbia kol yosem mevarech. You shouldn't answer amen louder than the mevarech. It says, v'lu Hashem iti, v'nu Moshe moyachtov. You should be joining in with me, together. But if you're louder, so then you're not really together with the Shliach Tzibur. He should be the main one. Oh. The Mishnah Berurah says the same thing applies with Baruch Hu and with Zimun. You should not be louder than the Mevarech. Oh. Then the Mishnah Berurah says, Im kavanasa barimo kolo kedi lazari zlam she'anu gam hei mutter. If your intention is answering loudly is to be mezare, strengthen the Tzibur, they all should answer, they should also answer, then you're allowed to raise your voice even louder than the Mavari. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. And here the Mishnah Berurah mentions that when you have children and you're training them to say a bracha, in chinuch, to train them to say brachos, then you answer amen after their bracha. And Taka, they quote that Rav Chaim Kanevsky, Shlit, and others, that you should also train the children to answer amen as well.